Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode.
The king's people, dog, is who we are. Excuse my yelling, man, I'm kinda working on my roar. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanging. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly.
Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Like eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back.
On
the
his
kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
Yep, we back. Here we go, another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. You know who this is, man. This is your humble host, Tony Dyson. Give honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow, to my pastor, Bishop F.D. Taylor of the New Hope Worship Center, to my wife, my beautiful wife, and all of you. What's going on, y'all? Hey, it's 5-year anniversary of Kingdom Talk Radio. 5 years of me doing what I love to do, man, is continue to reach out, man, you know, week in, week out over these last 5 years. I'm going to take these first few minutes, man, and just really put my heart on the table. Then we're going to move on accordingly. Don't forget right now, if you're streaming, man, feel more than free to call in 347-996-5129 and celebrate with us. And if not, hey, we still going to keep it pushing. So, man, as I put out on Facebook earlier this week, is that we are actually coming up upon the last 4 episodes of Kingdom Talk Radio. I know some people have, you know, tried to detour and, you know, say, you know, whatever, but it's just where it needs to be. So we got today, we got May 2nd, May 9th, May 16th, and you know what, I may just do May 23rd, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, man, because I just may want it to be a wrap there just to utilize the subscription all the way out. So, man, 5 years ago, man, over 5 years ago, I was on YouTube, and I was doing videos, teachings, things like that, developed a small following, a few people reached out to me about doing radio, and Sean and CeCe Caldwell, they reached out to me about doing radio. They found Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? I decided to come on to Blog Talk and continue to make it happen. And the thing just was, and y'all know what, man, just for a little added flair, we'll go ahead and go live too. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, man, it's not finna be an all-night thing. So, anywho, as I get ready to get my live on here. So, 5 years ago, man, CC and Sean came to me about doing Blog Talk. And I looked into it. It was a great, affordable way, you know what I'm saying, for me to continue to get the message out. It was awesome, matter of fact. Can I just drop my mic? Yeah, all that feedback. I hope y'all didn't hear that. If y'all heard it, that was the mic that my wife bought me. So, you know, y'all can blame her about it being too crisp. But, and for those of you who are on Facebook Live, what's going on, everybody? Just doing a little stream right here, right now, as well, during this process. Sorry about the glare. That's my little lights, you know what I'm saying, going across my room. But anywho, so I took to that, man, just to start getting things in, you know what I'm saying, for Kingdom Talk Radio. And those of you who tuned in on Facebook Live right now, I'm actually broadcasting live on Kingdom Talk Radio as well. So join the convo, 347-996-5129. So as I move forward with Kingdom Talk Radio, it was all about just moving forward with the kingdom. I mean, there were some things, you know, saying that I had experienced, some things that I had seen with religion, with tradition, with the church, the different denominations, the different things that were dividing us as God's people. So Kingdom Talk Radio was that vehicle, man, just for us to come together and discuss these things, you know what I'm saying, regardless of our denomination or whatever the case may be. It was just a matter of us just coming together and discussing God's word and, you know, eating together, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some people like broccoli, some people like carrots, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to God's word, you know, they all vegetables, you know? And the thing is that as Kingdom Talk Radio continued to move on and move forward, I invited people onto the platform, you know what I'm saying, to have conversation about certain things concerning God's word and about, you know, saying his kingdom, and about the, I don't necessarily want to say discrepancies, but just talk about the differences that we have from one denomination to another. And at the end of the day, regardless of what man-made traditions may have been, but to let us come together in love and in God's word for us to gain some better understanding. Because for what I've seen over the years, man, and I've been in ministry a little over 11 years now, and sadly what I've seen over time is that most people, what's up, Craig? I'm broadcasting live, too, on the radio show, man, so I'm just tuning in, you know what I'm saying, with Facebook Live to, this is the last of four shows going forth, man, before we, you know what I'm saying, wrap up Kingdom Talk Radio for good. So just kind of taking a few minutes to give an explanation, but you feel more than free to call in with words of encouragement or, you know, the, your favorite show, whatever the case may be, at 347-996-5129. But the things that I've seen as I progressed in God's word is the division. One denomination says this, and one denomination says that, and this denomination can't get along with that denomination. The thing is that if we take it to the word of God, at the end of the day, we shall all be able to come together in love. You know what I'm saying? And so as I developed Kingdom Talk Radio, another thing came to mind as well is to sow seeds. You know, over those last 5 years, man, we supported many artists, bought their projects, you know, different venues. There've been people, you know, from out of the city, out of the state, out of the country that have contacted me, and you know, I've been very grateful. You know what I'm saying? Just to be able to be heard at times, you know, for people to catch the archives. You know what I'm saying? The support of my wife and just all of you. You know what I'm saying? Have really, you know, carried me for these 5 years, And as you try to support, you know, ministries and try to support people, you know, the horrible thing about it was, you know, it was a double-edged sword, because I felt like that continuing to sow into other people, that, you know, and which they did, you know what I'm saying, that I will continue to be blessed, you know, applying a principle there. But just thinking like, hey, you know, if I see a new artist that's getting ready to release a song, hey, you know, allow me to do an interview for you. Allow me to play the music on the show. And thinking that people would at least spread the word and, you know, make ministry stronger, make artists, you know, who didn't have a platform better heard. Even at one time, I expanded the platform to allow other people to use the platform. I set up a GoFundMe page, man, probably like 2 years ago to Kingdom Talk Radio, and it didn't receive one red cent. And that GoFundMe page was not, you know what I'm saying, for me to live and pay my rent and things like that. It was to continue to pay it forward to help out other ministries, you know what I'm saying, the artists, buy people's Christian t-shirts and their clothing line and, you know, whatever the case may be. And it just, you know what I'm saying, didn't happen that way. So, you know, I looked at over the last year or so, there has been a decline of, you know what I'm saying, of listeners and of archives and things like that. So, you know, I sat back, you know, last week, and I just kind of critiqued it, you know, between the money that I was spending, the time that I was spending, you know, I missed out on some things, you know what I'm saying, with my kids' school, and, you know, I missed out on the opportunity to be in a play with my kids and my wife, you know, and I really, you know, had to step back from this thing and really understand. So now the crazy part about all this was, is that when I put the word out, you know what I'm saying, that we were having an anniversary show on tonight, I probably tagged about 100 people. And out of 100 people, one person actually sent a drop, you know what I'm saying, with congratulations or whatever case may be, and we'll hear that shortly. And that further made me sit back and think. With the people that you are closest to, that you worship with, the people that, you know, that are supposed to be in your circle or be in your corner to support as you have supported them. And I don't mean, you know, like family. I mean, you know, like people you go to church with. And when you didn't have that support as well, you know what I'm saying, it was kind of disheartening at times. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, I felt like this. I started this show, number one, to learn, to just come together and just to meet other individuals, you know what I'm saying, who had God's word at heart, who had God's word, you know what I'm saying, on their mind as well and on their plate. So if I started this show to help support ministries, to give exposure, and then we got to the point to where no one was answering the call, no one wanted the publicity, no church wanted to add, no pastor wanted to be interviewed, no artist wanted to send music anymore, it's like, okay, over the last 5 years, then my job must be done. And if my job is done, why am I waiting around? Before I get upset, before I get bitter, I mean, I do understand that only what you do for Christ will stand at the end of the day. But before I get upset, before I get bitter, let's go ahead and call it a day. And hence, here we are, the final four episodes of Kingdom Talk Radio. So this is what I'm finna do, man. I've loaded some of my favorite songs into the queue tonight. And this is what we go do, man. I mean, it's 7:16. The switchboard is decently empty at the time. So, you know, I'm just going to play a few of my favorite songs. And over the next 4 weeks, man, I'm really going to show homage and pay respect, you know what I'm saying, to those artists and those listeners who were faithful. So I will start calling you all out week by week, you know what I'm saying, by name. So, once again, man, if you want to tune in, 347-996-5129 is the number to dial. So, this first song I'm getting ready to play, man, is from Mark Ant. And I guess I'll just leave Facebook Live, man, for the duration of this. I pray y'all can see me decent. Once again, I apologize for the glare. But this song, man, by Mark Ant, man, is called He Did It Again. that's coming off of his album that's going to drop next month, man. You know, he was one of the guys, man, that always gave me exclusive, you know what I'm saying, to his music. So let's go ahead and get into this, man, and we'll be right back with more Keno Talk on Blog Talk. So, hey, while I'm jamming, man, in the background,
I mean, just to remember what God said, and I would like to show you. I'm telling you, you got to remember what God has said, and I would like to show you. I'm telling you, you got to remember what God has said, and I would like to show you. You got to think of it, your mind, when you go with it.
Yeah.
But you don't have enough for your belief at all.
Situation got me stressed, but Lord, I know you got a blessing. I could just be another lesson, but either way, I get the message. Cause I know how I feel to be brought high. I know how I feel to be brought low. Lord, help me trust you when my pockets full. Help me trust you when I'm flat broke. Cause I remember we ain't have a car. I remember had to ride the bus. Then you came in blizzards with a car. Time and time again, look out for us. Cause I done been without a job. And I done been without clothes. And I done been without a crib. And I ain't had a place to go. But with Travis Green, yeah, you made a way. I was thinking just the other day. Made a web escape, stolen car, hit me, did a 360 on the interstate. I should be sleeping in my bed, gotta give you thanks each and every day. Hey.
What more can I say?
What more can I say?
Lord, I give you thanks.
Lord, I give you thanks.
Yeah, you showed me grace.
Yeah, you showed me grace.
And you made a way.
And you made a way.
What more can I say?
What more can I say?
Lord, I give you thanks.
Lord, I give you thanks.
Yeah, you showed me grace.
And you showed me grace.
And you made a way.
Ooh,
and you did it again.
Did it again. Did it again. Did it again.
Play this drop from this guy, man, because like I said, this is the only one that I received, so huge shout out to him. I haven't heard it, man, so I hope it ain't nothing wild. So this is from Radiant, man, Demetrius Daniels, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Salutations to the Nations himself.
Salutations to the Nations. What's rad, comrades? It's your boy Radiant, Immortal Spirit. Just want to give a big shout out, salutations to Tony. Keep up the good work. Congratulations on the 5 years. Kingdom Talk Radio Show. Keep pressing.
There he is, man. That was Radiant. Once again, y'all, man, while y'all on Facebook Live, I'm simultaneously doing the show as well, 347-996-5129. Just, you know, recapping on some things, man, playing some of my favorite songs that's out here, man, you know, as Keno Talk starts to wind down. But as I was talking to a few of the people on Facebook Live, you know, and my brother Chad, man, and as I see y'all on Facebook Live, I'm gonna start calling y'all out over time. I think I'm probably gonna do this for the next 4 shows. But just letting you all know, especially, you know what I'm saying, just what type of inspiration that you've been for me. Anthony, man, Anthony Norwood, man, this dude has a huge heart, man. I've really appreciated, you know what I'm saying, just being in acquaintance of him. Seeing him even through his various situations, you know, he's always had a heart, you know what I'm saying, for individuals, about their well-being and caring about them and making sure that they were okay. And I feel that it really takes a strong person to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying, to really, regardless on, you know, how I may feel or what I may have going on right now, that I still have the ability to put other people's needs ahead of mine. That is huge, you know what I'm saying? And there are a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that sit back and they watch that. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that enough people don't say thank you. You know what I'm saying? That enough people don't reach back. It's kind of like when Jesus, you know what I'm saying, cleaned the 10. You know what I'm saying? It was what, 2 came back? You know what I'm saying? And I feel, you know, that at times, you know, that you extend yourself so much and no one ever takes the time out, man, just to appreciate you. It, even if it's just a what's up, bro text, or man, you good, can I take you to lunch, or whatever the case may be. On at least 2 occasions, if not 3, I don't know. You know, if I lie, let me know, and I'll take it to the altar later. But you've come to my house, you've come to my job, and like, cleaned my vehicle, like, straight up, you know what I'm saying, inside, out, vacuum, you know, whatever the case may be, man. So your service to people in general, man, has really, you know what I'm saying, been a blessing. And I know, you know what I'm saying, that you know this, but you continue to keep God first. Will continue to open doors for you, man, that no man can shut. By you continuing to keep God first, man, it will really place you in a solid place and keep you in that solid place. Because the thing is like, what I see is that when you're in a solid place, things may happen around you. You know what I'm saying? Things may happen around you, but when you're in that solid place, nothing can harm you. You know what I'm saying? So God bless you, man. I see my bro Chad watching. This dude, man. Bro, I know I've told you privately on many, many occasions, man, but I'm saying it publicly as well. You know what I'm saying? And anything that I'm getting ready to say now, you know what I'm saying, I'll say it to you in the past. I love you, dude. Like, you are one of the few individuals, man, that's in my life that I'm not going to say respect, but I look up to your wisdom, your anointing. I mean, it's crazy. I've told you on several occasions, man, even though you may be a few years younger than me, you're one of the few people that are younger than me that I would take a tongue lashing from when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is like, man, I'm going to chunk it up and I'll deal with God later, you know. But I appreciate your friendship, dude. I appreciate your brotherhood. I appreciate your acquaintance. And, you know, every now and then, man, you know, you come across people in your life that it really makes you want to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to step your game up in order to be in the presence with them. You know what I'm saying? And you're one of those individuals. I've called you on several occasions, man. When I'm at my highest high, I've called you. When I've been at my lowest low, I called you. When I'm just mellow, you know what I'm saying, I call you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, your heart, your wisdom. I look at, you know what I'm saying, where you are right now as you've become happy with, you know what I'm saying, your life and everything that's going on with you, man. And I love you, dude, like straight up from the pit of my heart. And you and your beautiful family, y'all have moved a little closer now, so nothing should keep us from at least interacting at some point in time, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more than we had. But I can't wait to see what God has next for you, dude. There are some things that's coming your way, man, that you know, you're on the brink of, and you're the type of individual that when it happens to you, man, I just want to be in the midst, you know what I'm saying, just so I can get the overflow. So Pastor Chad Mitchell, man, you and Lady Kim, y'all keep pushing, y'all keep doing what y'all do, man, and I love you tremendously. Once again, man, if you're streaming through Facebook Live, I'm still live on Kingdom Talk Radio, 347-996-5129. We're celebrating my 5-year anniversary. We want to celebrate you all, but I want to show y'all what things look like, and this is kind of what I've battled, you know what I'm saying, in my time. So when I broadcast, you know what I'm saying, my screen turns into a switchboard. You'll see my music and stuff right there. And you'll see who's in the queue listening in. And as you see, I'm the only one there. So, you know, that's kind of been the story for the last 6 months or so. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to be bitter about it, man. This next song that I'm getting ready to play was written by myself and Rod Redeemed. It's called I'm Trying, man, and y'all just don't understand. This song really speaks volumes, man, to everything that's been going on. You know what I'm saying? It really speaks volumes to the testaments that and the trials and the tribulations in my life, man. And I just felt that this song was just one of those songs that I just wanted to pour my heart out on. So, I don't know how well you better hear it through Facebook Live, but once again, if you call in 347-996-5129, you'll be able to hear this song. So let me go ahead and cue this joke up, man. This is I'm Trying by Rob Redeemed and myself. Here we go.
Romans 3:23. For we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trying.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I put my trust in you, I can't depend on myself. And I'm standing on your word because I've got nothing left. I'm trying.
I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying.
As I lay prostrated before the Father, the accuser of the brethren telling me I shouldn't bother. So many situations, life passes up and down. Don't wanna get in my feelings and carry round a frown. Truth be told, people see what they want. I stay armored up, resisting all the devil's taunts. Behind these closed doors, man, you won't believe the story. But I'm still standing tall, giving God the glory. By my own hands, I should have died years ago. My toe tag reading victim of an overdose. A gracious God loved me so that he did the most. 2,000 years ago his son died up on a post. Some call it a cross, but either way his blood was shed. And hell was waiting on my soul, but I lived instead. Rebuke the devil in the face because you know he's lying. Keep pressing towards the mark, Lord, you know I'm trying.
Valley of the shadow of death, and I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I put my trust in you, I can't depend on myself. And I'm standing on your word because I've got nothing left. I'm trying.
I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, and some of these lines may sound absurd, but sometimes I don't feel like walking by faith and reading my word. My appetite for sin,
I don't always try to curve, cause gratifying my flesh feels so much better than submitting, sir. That's on some real, real. Find myself in the valley of the shadows with death written down my neck. That's the final cost of sin, so trying to look to the hills, but here lately my views obstructed by the cares of this life. Got me feeling weak and disgusted. My anger got me tripping, short tempered, quick to snap off. Temptation for worldly things trying to get me to fall off. It's weighing heavy on me, refuse to bend or break. I need intimate time with the Father, that secret me, place. Lord. So I hit the flow, face to the ground.
It's time for me to worship.
I can't do this on my own, but I need you right now.
So I fulfill my purpose,
giving God all the glory. Had to praise him in advance for loving me in spite of me. He gave me another chance. I'm trying.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I put my trust in you. I can't depend on myself, and I'm standing on your word because I've got nothing left. I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Yeah. Once again, that was I'm Trying by myself and Minister Robert Davis, man. Rob redeemed. Yes, sir. So, man, look. 7:32, 7:33. I got my wife on the line. I don't know if she's busy or not. Yeah, I kind of slid over here in the picture. You know, the last couple of months of Kingdom Talk, my wife has actually been busy preparing for a play. And thanks, Chad. Appreciate it. And I'm sorry, I'm getting text messages and stuff. But the last couple of months, my wife and my kids, man, they're in a play, and you know, it was something that I really wanted to partake in, but I guess, you know, I'm not gonna say I guess, I had an obligation, you know what I'm saying, to Kingdom Talk Radio, and I really, you know what I'm saying, hung in there. So on Tuesday nights, you know what I'm saying, they were gonna do their thing, I'll be here, you know what I'm saying, doing the show. And, you know, I feel like personally, you know what I'm saying, that I missed an opportunity with them to be able to, you know what I'm saying, be in a play with them. So I'm praying this opportunity comes back around again just so, you know, I can rehearse with them. And so, you know what I'm saying, we can do things together like that, you know what I'm saying, because it seems like my daughter has been really into it. My wife, you know what I'm saying, she's been intrigued by it. And, you know, I've wanted to, you know what I'm saying, to do something like that at least just once, just like music. So, you know, this year, we've been married 11 years, man, and it's been a journey. As I'll be 40 next month, it's been growth, y'all. I mean, it's been real growth. You know what I'm saying? Some ups, some downs, some ins, some outs. But the thing is that regardless on what type of situation that, you know, we may have been in, if it was one of those off days or whatever the case may be, one thing that I can say about us is that we've always supported one another. It's never been a situation of, I don't think you can do this or I don't think you can do that. I mean, when I started Kingdom Talk Radio, she supported me. As I'm, you know what I'm saying, deciding to wind down Kingdom Talk Radio, she supported me. The things, you know, say that she loves to do in her life with the daycare and, you know what I'm saying, and ruling over it and, you know what I'm saying, having her own daycare, you know, it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And I know she's excellent at that, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Miss Koala? How you doing? So I'm gonna say it out here to the husbands, man, and I'm gonna be like straight serious as I say this. As being the priest of your home, you know what I'm saying, and the ruler of your house, if you're not spending that time and you're not encouraging, you know what I'm saying, your family, your kids, if you're not showing that support, somebody will, you know what I'm saying? And you really have to kind of reflect upon yourself reflect on, you know, how are you watching? How are you really handling yourself as a husband? Because what we have to understand, and I've talked about this before, the Word of God says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. You know what I'm saying? It never tells the wife to love the husband. And I've thought long and hard about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Why does it tell the husband, you know, the wife to love the husband? And I'm going to go to another song after this, man. Another one of my favorite songs. But, yeah, and it's by me. I'm being real selfish tonight, man. I mean, because, you know, I look at the queue and, you know, say it is what it is. But we're going to keep it going. But what I looked at over time, man, is that women are cultivators. And whatever you give a woman, she will cultivate it and she will return it back to you. So the thing is that if we're not showing our wives love, they don't have love to cultivate. If we're not showing them support, they don't have support to cultivate. So whatever you're giving them, they're actually going to return that back to you. So if we're starving our wives of attention, if we're starving our wives of support, if we're starving our wives of compliments, see, I got this thing, and my wife probably gonna really, really hate me when I say this. Ever since we've been married, you know what I'm saying? Every time she walked past me, you know, wherever we at, you know what I'm saying? I do it respectfully, but I give her a little tap, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, one thing is that I know if I didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? She act like she don't like it. Yeah, I'm telling honey, because she on the line listening to the show. But the thing is that, you know, that lets, I feel like, and I mean, and it ain't like a right hook jab. So it's just a little tap, you know what I'm saying? The boy, stop. But the thing is that, you know, I feel like that's my way of continuing over time, you know what I'm saying, of just, you know, letting her know, you know what I'm saying, that our relationship has evolved to the point in time, our relationship has evolved to the point in time to where, you know, say, I want to do stuff like that. I don't care if we in public or whatever. If I want to, you know what I'm saying, tap, I'm going to tap, you know what I'm saying, to keep it pushing. And it's those little things that, you know what I'm saying, that your wife would think about, you know what I'm saying? It's those little things that, you know, that she misses. You know, my wife, man, she wears Curve Crush, right? And it's something about her fragrance, man, like her natural fragrance, that when she throws on this Curve Crush, it's like she a cookie and I'm Cookie Monster, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to do nothing but, like, snuggle up right next to her and just sniff her neck. I mean, like, yeah, seriously. And the thing is, when I sniff her, she'd be like, stop, that get on my nerve. But she smells so good. So with me saying all that, y'all, I'm saying this, is that if there's not something that you and your wife can bond over, whether it's a little saying, whether it's a little text, or, you know what I'm saying, a look or some type of playfulness, somebody's out there that's willing to give them that attention. Like, seriously. And we know that every day may not be, you know what I'm saying, the best day. But you got to get to the point in time in your life and in your marriage, man, the hell with it. Y'all have to make this work, man. I mean, I know there's nights that my wife is falling asleep with tears in her eyes, and there's times that I fall asleep pissed off, and I'm just gonna keep it 100, man. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? We're gonna make this work, man. We gonna handle this. So, husbands, I'm gonna say this, man. Your wife is a reflection of you. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you treat your wife right and she turns out and she dogs you, that it's a reflection of you. But what I'm saying is, for the most part, if you're giving your wife love, if you're giving her attention, you know what I'm saying? It's the little things, man. You know, look, I like Reese's Sticks. You know what I'm saying? And when my wife, let me make sure I word this right because I do not want it to be misconstrued. Myself and my wife, we do for each other year round. You know what I'm saying? So anniversaries and Valentine's Day and all that stuff. What is all that going on? It's like it is what it is. But the thing is that, like, if it's one of those things to where it's like, hey, I just want to do something good, decent for you, honey, she go buy me some Reese's or something. You know what I'm saying? I buy her an orange cupcake. It's just little things like that, you know what I'm saying, that just saying, hey, this ain't nothing big. I was just thinking about you today. You know what I'm saying? So let me cut to this next song, man. It's called Lord, I Thank You. As Kingdom Talk Radio celebrates its 5-year anniversary. As I stated before, man, yeah, I'm being selfish because, you know, I'm looking at the phone lines. I've been tagging for a while. It is what it is. So this song, Lord, I Thank You, man, I did this song over at Kingdom Varsity Studios. And it's really like a reflection of my life. If y'all want to call in and catch a song, you know what I'm saying, because even though Facebook Live, but I'm still broadcasting the show behind this. If you want to call in and catch the show, you know what I'm saying, with better audibles, feel more than free to do so. 347-996-5129. But I wrote this song, man, just as a recap of my life. Man, I wrote this song a couple of years ago. As some of you may know that, you know what I'm saying, my grandma, a.k.a. my mama, so she raised me for 3 months past back in December. And, you know, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days, man. I've had, you know, some ups and downs. I've had some days to where, you know, I wish that I could just go over her house and sit on the edge of her bed. I've had some days to where, I would give anything, you know, to sit at the kitchen table with her and, you know, and just talk with her, you know what I'm saying, like I did so many times. I'll give anything, man, now to call her, you know what I'm saying, and have her say, you know, where you been? I haven't heard from you in a while. And it's like, you know, those moments, they were precious, you know what I'm saying? And it's just the fact of, you know, I know she's in a better place, man. I know if nobody else knew God, man, I know that she did. And, you know, so being 100 years old and not having many sick days, you know what I'm saying? It was just phenomenal. And, you know, for her to raise me to become who I am now, you know what I'm saying, taught me about God, kept me in church, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, the times that I tried to commit suicide, man, the times that I tried to drink myself out the picture, the times that I was trying to smoke myself out the picture. No, sir. What's up to you, big homie, man? Hey, keep doing your thing, bro. And I'm talking to Majors. If y'all know me, y'all know him. But, you know, and it's just, you know, we was over there on Easter, man. You know, my aunt invited us over. And it felt like a dagger not being able to go upstairs to our room. I mean, you know, so upstairs to the house that I grew up in, and just, you know, and just walk around and just be with her, man, and just look at the pictures. And, you know, it's hard some days, man. But at the end of the day, man, you know, God paired me with someone that was a shoulder, you know what I'm saying, when I needed her to be, and she was silent when I needed her to be. So this song, Lord, I Thank You, was actually written, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years ago. And in my heart, I'm working on another song for Mama right now, man. But here we go. This is Lord, I Thank You. We'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk shortly.
Yo, yo. This song goes out to everyone in a struggle.
Games, no one understands my my grandma and my aunt were the only family that I had. Giving up on my natural mom, tell you man, it was pretty sad. 3 months old, a baby boy destined to be doomed. Kept my feelings bottled up, through my pain I showed gloom. When I went to school, man, I didn't quite fit the mold. A chubby boy with nappy hair, people stares turned me cold. Since I was by myself, I always got picked on. Labeled as a fool in school, I constantly got sent home. When I hit my teenage years, to the streets I started hanging. Meeting girls, smoking, drinking, then started game begging. Runnings with the police, my attitude, forget them. Friends dead in the street, who thought they colors kept them. Even though I went to church, I didn't think that you were true. I hit that water, came up blue. Lord, I gotta say thank you.
Lord, I thank you for sharing my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, weeping joy for a night. I see the sunshine, I made it through my night. Lord, I thank you for sharing my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, weeping joy for a night. Lord, you sunshine, I made it through my night.
At the age of 22, I'm back home in the loose. About the whole army thing, a suicide attempted to. Voice to my family, my pressing problems. Turn to gin and juice and weed, hoping they can solve them. A king with a clouded vision, acting like a peasant. Chasing after worldly things, would death be my present? Occupied with crazy thoughts, drowning in my own sin. Enemy came and took control, tried to take me out again. Popping pills for chest pains, but the hurt was in my soul. Then my aunt passed away, I pray that heaven was a go. Failed marriage, stressful work, got me on a drinking binge. Fourth floor, St. Mary's, suicide attempt again. Hurting on the inside, and my future seemed bleak. Then I heard the Lord say, it's my love you truly seek. Since your day of birth, I had a very special plan for you. That's why I couldn't let you die. Lord, I gotta say thank you.
Lord, I thank you for sharing my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, weeping joy for a night. I see the sunshine, I made it through my night. Lord, I thank you for sharing my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, weeping joy for a night. Lord, you sunshine, I made it through my night.
Lord, here I am as a willing vessel, hands raised, tears falling, I'm so glad I met you. You came into my life and showed me what love can do. Out there on Calvary is
Peter denied you too.
I'm like a blind man, Lord, seeking for your voice, leading not to my own ways, I have no other choice. Thank you for my wife and kids, thank you for love and grace, thank you for my grandma who taught me to see your face, thank you for my health and strength, thank you for my right mind, thank you for authority, the power to loose and bind, thank you I can sow seeds. Thank you, I can reap harvest. Thank you, I can speak light. With my past since the darkness. Thank you for my help me. She's a blessing in your name. Thank you for the kingdom and all the lives that will be changed. Thank you for my blessed life. Lord, I owe it all to you. You took a broken man and made him new. I gotta say thank you.
Lord, I thank you for sharing my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, weeping joy for a night. Sunshine, I made it through my night. Lord, I thank you for sharing my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, be my joy for a night. Lord, you sunshine, I made it through my night.
I want to give a special shout out to Kingdom Voice.
That's going to stick with me for a long time. So, we back, man, for our anniversary of Kingdom Talk Radio.
No matter how low you think you are, that God can reach down and pull you out.
These last four episodes, man, I'm going to be like,
if you just lift your head up to heaven and just say, Lord, I thank you. Send a praise up to heaven and watch on some blessings come down. Lord, right now, for all...
Whatever you got going on in your life, man, you know... Hang in there. Be steadfast, man. Be steadfast. All right, she leaving.
Bye.
So the next thing that I really want to talk about, man, and it's like 7:50 right now. You know, this anniversary show is actually, you know what I'm saying, good for me right now. All right, Chad, you better watch your mouth. But he was trying to spare a lady. And he put "Hey, little lassie." So,
hi, brother.
A few of the struggles, you know what I'm saying, that I've really had. You know, many people don't really know like everything about me. You know what I'm saying, and it's been a struggle, you know what I'm saying, over time. I desire, man, you know what I'm saying, like with my kids and everything, you know, I made some bad decisions, you know what I'm saying, early in life, far as, you know what I'm saying, what I did with my life, what I chose to do with my life, not putting things in order, and, you know what I'm saying, I feel that it's hindered relationships, you know what I'm saying, with my kids. Now, my two youngest kids, you know what I'm saying, yeah, you know, I have them here, my 17-year-old, you know what I'm saying, but many of you all don't know that I have a 21-year-old, and I seen her a couple of years ago, you know what I'm saying, when I flew out to California for her graduation. And like I said, my finances wasn't right, man. I was able to spend like a few hours with her to see her across the stage. And it's just a matter of a few Facebook posts, a few inboxes, a phone call here and there. And, you know, and she moved back out to California when she was like 10. So my son, you know what I'm saying, he's never seen her. We've never been together at one time. You know what I'm saying? We've never all been together. You know what I'm saying? And I sit back and I look at, you know what I'm saying, well, mom's passed, and, you know, there was not a picture of all of us, you know what I'm saying, and I'm refusing to let that happen, you know what I'm saying, when my time comes, you know, I got to get her out here, you know what I'm saying, or take everybody to her one way or the other, because, you know, it's just their perception, you know, sometimes people perceive when they see you across social media, when they see, you know what I'm saying, that you may not be complaining on your post, but they think that everything is well. They think that everything, that you got it going on. And the thing is, man, is that the time that I'm sitting here trying to tell social media about my situations is the time that I could be pressing, trying to make it happen. So God is blessed with a better job, you know what I'm saying, a better work-life balance to where, you know what I'm saying, we got insurance and things like that, to where I'm getting out of debt, you know what I'm saying. Praise God, I just had a $40,000 debt clear off my, well, it ain't cleared off my credit, but it's been confirmed that the amount is much, way less than what is being reported. So by the end of next month, or this month, that debt will be wiped clean. So, you know, I'm just thanking God, man. But it bothers me sometimes. From a young age, man, I, you know, when I found out about my biological mom, and what happened, and growing up without my father, and, you know, it made me feel like garbage. And I'm not going to even sit here in front to y'all, man. It made me feel like trash. It made me feel like, you know what I'm saying, what in the hell was so wrong with me that, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a self-conscious type deal. And my wife just going to tell me to watch my mouth. No, you watch your mouth. Anyway. So it was just one of those things where, man, to where it seems like that no matter what you did in your life, and you just never felt good enough. You never seemed like you was good enough. You know, I played sports in high school, and if anybody's on here from the hood, man, they know I was like one of the fastest cats in the hood. I played football, I played basketball, you know what I'm saying, I played whatever, ran track. And the thing is that, and if you listen to that song, Lord, I Thank You, you know, I was saying, you know what I'm saying, track practice, football games, nobody in the stands. And it's like, you know, you spend this time trying to prove your worth to yourself while trying to prove your worth to others. And just recently, a matter of years ago, man, I understood that constantly trying to reposition yourself to fit in to other people's mold of you, you are constantly going to be bent out of shape, man, because you're going to make yourself into a square for this person, and the next person is not going to like squares. They go like rectangles. Now you're going to try to reshape yourself into a rectangle, and then the next person like parallelograms. Then you reshape yourself into a parallelogram, and the next person likes triangles. So you're constantly reshaping your life to fit into what people want you to be. But at the end of the day, there's only one you. And God has entrusted you to be the best you that you can be. Nobody can be you but you. And, you know, it was to the point that, you know, when I preached, you know what I'm saying, or when I taught, because I didn't sound like other people, or because I didn't deliver like certain people, or because, you know, I didn't look like certain people, whatever the case may be, or I didn't have what other people had, I was self-conscious. But y'all, I'm going to tell you this, man. Like, seriously. I believe God has a plan for me individually and for us collectively. I truly believe, man, that as my life is finally taking shape, finally, that I'm walking into where he wants me to be, that I'm finally fulfilling, you know what I'm saying, who I am supposed to be. And it's crazy because it's like I have to step back from religion in order to see the spirit. I had to take a step back from tradition in order to see who God really is. And the thing is that, you know, at the end of the day, people are never going to be happy for you. There's somebody that's always going to think that you can do better. And there's going to be somebody thinking that you're doing too good. So I put it like this, man. When I lay my head on the pillow at night, man, and this is real talk, I talk to God every night. And at the end of that conversation, I try to make it well, to where if my time comes before daybreak, that I've made it well, that my relationship with him was intact, regardless on what my relationship with people may be. And when I say regardless of what my relationship with people may be, I'm not going to please everybody, man, and I'm not going to try to. And being on Kingdom Talk for the last 5 years has really taught me a lot about me. You know what I'm saying? My compassion and my passion. It's taught me a lot about, you know what I'm saying, just what makes me tick and what makes me click. You know what I'm saying? But I just really, really just thank God, man, that I am where I am right now. And really, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. This is a new song, man, by Lil V and Mark Ant, man. It's called Eyes on the Prize. So we'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk very shortly.
McKay Beats. I got some people that depend on me. That's why I stay on my grind. I thank you, Lord, you let it be. And plus, it stay on my mind with all the things that you bless me. No, I ain't letting go. Why I walk by faith and I trust in his grace, which is incredible. I got some people that depend on me, that's why I stay on my grind. I thank you, Lord, you let it be. And plus, it stay on my mind with all the things that you bless me. No, I ain't letting go. Why I walk by faith and I trust in his grace, which is incredible. With this music been a long grind, but living my life been even longer. The things through all that I've been through, I thank you, Lord, it made me stronger. But it built up all types of hunger. Didn't know it was flesh craving, distracting me from my destiny. Using scary pictures like Wes Craven. God and his grace is so amazing. The right path, didn't want to take it. I was chasing after that limelight, seeking recognition, man, I can't fake it. Didn't want to take heed to the accusations that the enemy been shooting at me. I was spiritually blind, so I stayed on my grind. My wife and kids, I wanna see them happy. But ain't nothing wrong with that. Cause there's a reason that I'm living for. I'm blessed, cause what God has given me, I don't deserve it. Sometimes I'm a mess. The lust of the flesh sometimes get the best. But the resurrection laid it all to rest. I don't know what life, but no, God know what's best. That's why for with glory I grind till I rest. No, I ain't never giving up. So life will try to get the best of you. It will, if you control 7%, then you try to give God the rest of you. It won't work, but his word will. And his word will give me hope. So I grind hard for my wife and God as I press towards the finish rope.
I got some people that depend on me, that's why I stay on my grind. I thank you, Lord, you let it be, and plus it stay on my mind. With all the things that you bless me, no, I ain't letting go. Why I walk by faith and I trust in His grace, which is incredible. I got some people that depend on me, that's why I stay on my grind. I thank you, Lord, you let it be, and plus it stay on my mind. With all the things that you bless me, no, I ain't letting go. Why I walk by faith and I trust in His grace, which is incredible.
Woke up this morning, was feeling uneasy. The other day, I was just feeling so breezy. That's when I dropped to my knees and I had to seek Him. I had to pray just to make it through the day. Now I'm feeling like Hammer with the dance move. I called up the and asked him what's the move. He said, stay focused, boy, you got it. Soon we're taking off like a rocket. Leaning on God, cause He got it. Everything we needed, He supplied it. Everything we needed, He supplied it. Ain't no need to worry when He got it. Every single time, I doubted He done came through. Tell me one thing that He can't do. If He ain't do, then it probably won't be real for me. He know how to deal for me. Time to get the real for me. Life I had to heal from me. Now I'm back focused on the prize. Now I'm back focused on my God. Making power moves with the squad. Making the best uses of the time. Ephesians 5:15. You know I gotta stay wise. Same state fixing those schemes. But He ain't no match with a king. I can't afford to get sidetracked. Got tunnel vision and I'm moving forward. Ain't no going back. Now I just can't afford. I'm that motivation people looking for. I thank God He found me. I was looking for Him. He adopted me and now I'm whipping forward. Eyes on the prize. You know I can't ignore it.
I got some people that depend on me, that's why I stay on my grind. I thank you, Lord, you let it be, and plus it stay on my mind. With all the things that you bless me, no, I ain't letting go. Why I walk by faith and I trust in His grace, which is incredible. I got some people that depend on me, that's why I stay on my grind. I thank you, Lord, you let it be, and plus it stay on my mind. With all the things that you bless me, no, I ain't letting go. Why I walk by faith and I trust in His grace, which is incredible.
All right, y'all, that was my bad. I had to wait till that got unmuted. That was Stay On My Grind, man, by Lil Z and Mark Ant. So my oldest daughter, Deja in California, she was asking where my other kids were. While that conversation has just come up, my youngest baby, man, turns 13 tomorrow, dude. Dude, like, seriously, 13. Y'all continue to pray for me. That's it. That's all I have to say about that. So, man, the last hour has, like, really been good, man. And I feel I owe y'all a little something something. Because as these shows wind down, it's like a piece of me, you know what I'm saying? With Kingdom Talk Radio, it's been, you know what I'm saying, my brand. It's been what I wanted to do. It's been, you know, like a real part of my life, you know what I'm saying? So as I wind down, it is a chapter of my life that is winding down with it, you know what I'm saying? So one of the biggest things that I really wanted to project and get across with Kingdom Talk Radio is who we really are in Christ. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about this to end the show. I got two songs that I'm going to end the show with tonight. The first song is going to be Vanity by C. Michael. And the last song is going to be I Believe by Molly Musie. I have to end the show with both of those songs, man. And before I play them, I'll get to why. You know, there's so much going on in the world far as religion and hatred and intolerance. And it seems like that the people that are the most intolerant are the ones that want the tolerance, i.e., you know what I'm saying, certain groups of individuals out there want to be accepted, but they don't want to accept the fact that I don't want to accept it. And, you know, the thing is that whatever your life, whatever you want to do with your life, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? That's your choice. That's your decision. With me being a preacher and believing in Christ, I don't rub it in anybody's face. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm a Christian, you not, because I'm not really a Christian. You know, I'm a believer, you know what I'm saying? But y'all know what I'm saying. I don't rub it in your face, you know what I'm saying? I don't walk with my nose in the air like I'm so much better than. I'm not starting coalitions, you know what I'm saying, because we're being persecuted too, you know? I mean, if anything, for me, it's like it's three strikes. I'm a black male in America, first off and foremost, you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all that know me, know I'm very understanding about situations, but sometimes you have to look at things for what it's worth, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a young black man in America, you know what I'm saying? The next thing is, you know what I'm saying, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is that people don't want to accept that. And I'm fine with that, but don't hate me because of that. Don't hate me because of my color. Don't hate me because of what I believe in. Don't hate me because of the way that I look. And I reciprocate the same. How you want to live your life in that fashion. However, what I do believe wholeheartedly is at the end of the day that God created me, okay? That God created me in his likeness and in his image. That means that all things are possible because I'm made through him. As my pastor puts it, when a dog has puppies and that pup at a young age may not know how to bark and growl. And even if it does learn to bark and growl, it may just be a little yipe at the time. But when that dog starts to grow up and exercise his barking, you know what I'm saying, and protecting, you know, the thing is that now the world can hear because that dog is now walking after its own kind. It was produced after its own kind. Even Psalms 82:6 says, ye are God's children of the Most High. So the thing is, I believe, and if I'm a nut for believing it, you know what? I was a nut for believing that I could stop smoking weed. I was a nut for believing that I could stop smoking black and milds. I was a nut for believing that I could stop drinking hard liquor and beer. Yet, 11 years later, it's done. So the thing is that what we have to realize is that course of life and things that have happened to us, our life is not just haphazard and it didn't happen overnight. Our life did just one day happen in front of us and we say, you know, this is what my life is supposed to be. There is a series, and you know, if I want to speak in lawyer sense, they call it the causation of events. There's a causation of events in our lives that has you right where you are right now. So now what we have to see, the thing is that what we have to do, we have to get back to where when we were like little babes. When we were little babes, you know what I'm saying, our words meant something. If you were a child, you know what I'm saying, a toddler, and you spoke bottle, somebody brought you a bottle. If you spoke juice, juice came to you. If that was cookies on the refrigerator, you spoke cookie, cookies came to you. Now, over the course of life, we've gotten away from who we are supposed to be. We've been tainted, we've been reprogrammed, and we've been brainwashed. And now the thing is, we've been stripped of our power of who God raised us to be, who God made us to be, in order to be a clone and a robot of what other people say that we're supposed to be. So now the thing is that day in and day out, we wake up with this defeated attitude, we wake up with this defeated mindset, and we go throughout our day defeated. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, why don't we continue to speak life? When someone is doing good for themselves, why do we have to hate? Why do we have to speak against? What is wrong with getting up in the morning knowing that you have a reasonable portion of your health and your strength? You know what I'm saying? If you're waking up in the morning and you don't have an oxygen tank attached to you, if you're waking up in the morning and nobody has to dress you and carry you around and push around and feed you, why won't you speak victory for that day? See, the thing is what we have to understand, every one of our lives right now is our own little wilderness. And when I say it's our own little wilderness, see, we forget the basics every day when we get up. See, the next breath is not promised. The next heartbeat is not promised to pump. The next electrical thoughts through the brain is not promised to happen. But the thing is at the end of the day, we have to pray for our daily bread. See, when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, okay, when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, I was trying to walk a chew bubblegum. I was talking and reading at the same time, so forgive that. But when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, the thing was this. Every day when God gave them manna from heaven, he said, take according to your need. Take according to your need. So that means that if we believe in God the way that we say we believe in God, that means we trust him every day. If you woke up and started us on our way, that our house wasn't on fire when we got up. There was nobody standing over us with a gun in our face when we got up. We didn't roll out the bed and fall on the floor when we got up because we had use of our limbs. So the thing is that if I wake up and my feet touch the floor and I get up and I walk through the house and my family is fine, the doors are still locked, the windows are still shut, you know what, God, once again, give me today my daily bread. Just like the children of Israel in the wilderness, God say, let every man take according to their own need. But see, what is happening right now, and it's so bad in the church, what is happening right now is that when blessings start to be handed out, when God starts to rain down, because when God blesses one individual, we start to act like he can't bless us too. So now what starts to happen is that we become jealous. See, the thing is that if you have a family of five and I have a family of eight, yes, I am going to gather more manna than you according to my family's need. So you can't get jealous because I'm carrying off more manna than you are. Worry about your daily bread. But we so caught up on what whoever else is doing. We say the saying that the grass is greener on the other side, but if you watered your grass as well and tended to it, your grass can be green also. Because you may hop that fence and realize it's AstroTurf, that it's fake. It ain't what it looked like. So therefore, when we get up each morning, why don't we speak into ourselves? See, what perplexes me is that we would rather sow into people we don't know, pay $150 for shoes, supporting someone else. We'd rather buy a specific clothing line than to support someone that's starting their own clothing line right here amongst us. And you want to spend $200 on a pair of jeans for someone that don't even know you. Well, there are people right next to you, abreast of you, that are trying to get their dreams and their desires off the ground. And we wonder why that people leave the church when they start having ambitions. Because all the church want to do is have church. Well, Christ simply said, occupy until I come, mean do business. Take over these seven pillars of the world. So therefore, we would rather invest in someone that would never have us in mind than to promote our brother and sister. Instead of promote them, we want to sit up and say, oh, you can't do. When the word simply says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, that strengthens me. But yet we forget where we're come from. We forget about our inner man. We forget about he that dwells within us. And if he dwells within you, then all you have to do is speak. But we tear down. We manipulate with witchcraft. We want to speak against. And you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm just going to keep it blunt. Y'all know Kingdom Talk Radio over the last 5 years, man, has really kept it to the point. Everybody can't pray for you. When you're going through a situation, you better have that person that you know that is rooted, suited, and booted in the word of God to stand with you. See, because you go start putting everything out on Facebook, you start telling everybody everything. Hey, pray for me while I buy this house. Somebody praying against you, man. Then you wonder why opposition meets. Why you always fighting and struggling. Seriously. So now the thing is that then we get to the point in time that we want to try to speak into everybody else's life, but we don't speak into our own life. We don't speak into our kids' life. We don't speak greatness into our kids. But we want to make our kids go to church and sit in these programs and support these other things, and we don't even support them. Then when our kids grow up and become teenagers, they don't want no part of church, because what part of church? And I'm supposed to believe in Christ, and I'm supposed to better myself, and I can do all things, but I get no support. How are we raising our kids? For the next 7 days, everybody that's streaming Kingdom Talk Radio, that's on the line, that's in this Facebook Live session, if you already have it, for the next 7 days, speak greatness into your life. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. Speak greatness into your day. Speak prosperity into your day. Speak promotion into your day. Speak wellness into your day. See, because if you do it one day, 2 days, three, four, five, six, seven, it's going to become a habit for you. And then before you know it, every day you're going to wake up speaking greatness, calling those things that are not, if though they were. See, and I'm finna wind this down, y'all. I'm finna wind this down, I promise. But I had to give y'all this tonight, man. Because these next three shows are going to be fast and furious. These last three are going to be, maybe four. I think three. I got to see the date again. But these next shows are going to be, before I forget, next week, Kingdom Talk Radio will not air until 9 o'clock. My 13-year-old is being inducted into the National Honor Society, so I will be there for that. So 9 o'clock, we're going to do an hour show. And you know what I'm saying, there it is. So spread the word. Spread the word. But the thing is that when God created us in his image and his likeness, and he breathed into us, we became a living soul. Before he created that, he created an environment for us to exist. Okay? Before he created an environment for us to exist, he thought it. Before he spoke it, he thought it. So because he thought it, then he spoke it. So everything, see, I want somebody to catch this before I get off the air tonight, like seriously. I'll pass the basket by your house later on. But catch this. If you don't catch nothing else out of this last hour and 20 minutes that I've been on the air, catch this. Because God thought it, God spoke it, it manifested. God thought it, God spoke it, then it manifested. The dirt, the water, the firmament. God thought it, he spoke it, and it manifested. God did not physically do anything with his hands until he made man. Come on, catch this, y'all. God formed man from the dust of the ground. Then it said, man and female created he them, and he blessed them. God breathed into us, and we became living souls. Catch this. Do this for me. Like, seriously. Seriously, seriously, seriously. Picture this. Picture this. Imagine your situation right now, right where you are. Right where you are. Whether you're in your car, whether you're in your living room, whether you're laying in bed, whether you're at the dinner table. Imagine right now that everything within your reach responded to the sound of your voice. I know we got technology on TVs and stuff that it changes the channel with the sound of our voice. We got certain things that can cut on and cut off that responds to the sound of your voice. But picture this. Being somewhere in absolute control, that everything responded to the sound of your voice. And you ask why. Why does everything respond to the sound of my voice? Because God created everything with the sound of his voice. Then he created us in his image as his likeness. And then he gave us dominion. He gave us power. So that means that we are capable of speaking to whatever, and it shall obey. Through the resurrection of Christ. So if you get up in the morning and you start to speak greatness, call what you're looking for. Call it. Call it to your life. Whatever you need, call it to your life. Did we ever pay attention to where in Genesis that it never rained before the flood? Why? Because things grew on their own. All Adam had to do was tend the garden. That's all he had to do. I pray for greatness, man, in all of our lives, all of your lives. I pray that you're prosperous, that all of your goals, all of your desires are met, that God gives you the desires of your heart. But always remember this, when God gives you the desires of your heart, extend that. Bless somebody else. If you're in a situation that you don't have enough money to do what you need to do, I dare you to go to the store as you get your groceries to bless somebody in front of you or behind you. And God will make that work. I'm a witness. It works. It works. And I ain't talking about the health stuff. The word works. You start speaking. And husbands, you better start speaking over your house. You better start speaking over your house. You better start speaking over your wife, speaking over your kid, speak over the dog, speak over the birds, whatever's in your house that's under your domain, you better start speaking to it. Like, seriously. Speaking over it. Greatness. We have to unprogram ourselves to what the world wants us to see. We have to unprogram ourselves. Ask God to show you him. I'm done, man. Those of you that are on Kingdom Talk Radio Live, I appreciate it. Those of you who hung in here for like an hour and something on Facebook Live, man, I appreciate it. But I'm telling you now, as this chapter of Kingdom Talk Radio winds down in my life, man, I know God got something else waiting for me. And he's got something waiting for you, too. I appreciate you. I love you all, man. Continue to pray for one another. People can take possessions from you. They can't take your thoughts. They can't take the power in your voice. People are going to talk about you. People are going to drag your name through the mud. People are going to set you up. People are going to knock you down. All right, Chad. People are going to knock you down. When you're on the mountaintop, they're going to have something to say. When you're in the valley, they're going to have something to say. Yes, Sister Tracy Lewis, unfortunately, yes. The series is coming to an end. But people are going to have something to say. As long as your household is intact, keep it pushing. The worst thing that we can do in our walk with Christ is to be so religious, to be so traditional in doctrine, that we forget who we are, that we forget what's in here. Y'all, I'm going to tell you like this, man. We're hated for many reasons. People don't want to see you succeed. When God has that breakthrough for you, all hell is going to break loose. People want to distract you. They want you to start throwing pity parties. Woe is me. People want you to alienate your friends to make them happy. But the thing is, the Lord will direct your path. He'll be a lamp unto your feet. And at the end of the day, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. Continue to show love one to another. How else will the world know he exists? Except we show love one to another. I feel good, y'all. I feel real good. I'm about to go up here and eat this salad. Yeah. But I appreciate y'all, man. I mean, people commenting left and right. Thanks you all. Chad, Rob, Tracy, Deja, Miss Frost, Mr. Frost, cold as ice. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. For those of you who are here in St. Louis, Shoes, Thomas Haney, he experienced a fire. Yeah, I said salad, and you ain't getting none. But they had a house fire on, I'm digging all in my ear, I'm sorry, y'all, my eye itching. But he had a house fire on last night, I believe. They need finances for a place to stay. There's a benefit concert getting ready to come up soon. And it's called the State of Emergency Benefit Concert. And it's going to be next Saturday. We're waiting on a confirmation of the time. We're waiting on the time and place to see. I can't do him, man. Can somebody block him? But I'm waiting on the time and place. I know it's going to happen next Saturday between 7 and 9. We're waiting on the confirmation of the venue. There'll be information on my personal page. Yeah, next Saturday, May 6th, Mitch Frost. But keep them in your prayers, man. You know, it's him and his five kids, man, and his lady. You know, so we got to do what's right. We got to pull together. And I don't want to use GoFundMe. And things like that, you know what I'm saying? We want whatever finances, whatever that's gathered, to be placed straight into their hands. So, y'all, about to play these two songs, man. You know what? I'm going to play Vanity next week because I got something to go with that. I believe, y'all. I believe we all have a purpose. I believe we have a destiny. I believe that your life right now is not just haphazardly. The molecules and the DNA did not just mysteriously come together for you to be formed. Every breath that you've taken up until this point in your life has been chosen and has been purposed. Every heartbeat that pumps blood through your body right now at this point in time has been destined. Every thought process that you have thought up until this point in time has had power. Every word that has come forth out of your mouth has manifestation. But the thing is, if you're never looking for results, how will you ever get any results? Faith without works is dead. Either we can sit on the pew, sit on the couch, or lay in the bed. But at the end of the day, the world is still turning. So you got a choice to make, people. Either you can choose to do something, or you can choose to do nothing. I'm out of here. Here we go. Next Tuesday, 9 o'clock. I love you all. It ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll let this Molly music play and I end the Facebook live stream. If you got a topic, man, for one of the last remaining shows of Kingdom Talk Radio, hit me up, man. I'm always looking for, you know what I'm saying, new topics, you know what I'm saying, especially to end the show. I love you all. Thank you for your support.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just
Thank you.